Brand new to 91.9 CFM, it's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz.
Welcome to the second ever Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello, Sunny Coast and around the world.
Welcome, welcome.
Apparently we've got some listeners in Japan.
Listeners. How many?
Konnichiwa to you.
How many Japanese
know, but
listeners?
Big Boss Rod always comes and tells me, are you sure you don't know anyone in Japan? And I say, no, well, look, I had a host family there when I was in year 10.
Boku wa Taz des.
Well done.
That's the informal way.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's watashi wa Taz des.
Correct. Do you know how to do Japanese up until year 12?
What else have you got?
Oh, not much.
The only thing I remember now is Midori, and that makes me sound like an alcoholic.
Do you know
but
what
it's
I mean?
Green.
It's green.
Yay. Hey, so welcome to our podcast, Sunny Coast. Please click play. It does get better than this little
does
snippet.
It? Of course it does. Of course it does. Some good old lols in here. At one stage I say something that sounds like I should be put away for life in prison.
It's tell everybody what you said with no context. Go on.
Tiny little boys.
Yeah, find out the context by listening to the podcast. I'm sure it's better than it sounds, all right?
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Look, I don't really know what I walked into when I got to the office today, Taz. Are you able to shed light?
Yeah, I've got my work ex on the phone at the moment, Julesy from The Breakfast Show. G'day, Julesy.
Good morning, guys. Oh, I don't know how to be on air in the afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hey, Jules. So something that, because I filled in for Seamus about a month ago and you and I chatted pretty heavily. We did a phoner, didn't we? We took to the phones and asked people, what are they growing at home? What are you farming?
Yeah, what are you farming? And I mean, I feel like one little idea just went to the next. And before you know it, Luke from Frank's Garden Bed called up. And he's like, I'll make your garden bed. And it turned up this morning.
So we've got a balcony here. We're on the fifth floor of the Kentucky building in Maroochydore. A lot of people driving past seeing our names up on the, well, actually, Jules and Seamus's names up on the side of the building. But that balcony now is taken up by your garden bed.
Yeah, and the thing, and look, you guys have seen how big it is, right?
It's huge.
It's massive.
I could sleep in it.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm feeding the whole of Maroochydore with this thing, but it wouldn't fit in the lift. So Luke, he hauled that up five flights of stairs this morning.
No way.
I'm not kidding you. That guy has a booty on him, I'm telling you.
Is this literally just because you mentioned on air that you wanted to have a garden at work and he's just done this for you?
Yeah, because everyone else got me excited with what they were growing. Then I was like, I want to start growing something.
So
I wanted to start my own little communal garden, and he's now built this for me. And so now, guess what, guys?
We're getting a gardener. Okay, all right. What are we getting from this?
Yeah, what are we growing,
like, what can I take home?
Okay, well, I am thinking of starting off quite small, like, you know, with your general, like, herbs.
Okay.
I am going to try and grow chilies, limes, lemons, and I might even give tomatoes a crack.
Limes and lemons.
So let's say somebody's cooking at home and they realise, oh, no, I'm out of chilies and the shops are closed. Maybe it's early in the morning, you're at work, and they can ring CFM and go and request one of our limes?
No, so what I'm going to do
it's Ellie and Taz,
you know,
for
the
drive home.
Is ready, I'm going to say, hey, guys, Jules is community garden. We've got some fresh, you know, chilies, bird's eye chilies ready to go. If you want some, and then they ring up, and then I'll pop them in a little bag, and you can come pick them up.
Jules, you realise that, like, lemons and limes grow on quite large trees. Like,
no, I know.
Are you going to have to grow full trees out of this garden bed?
No, I know, but we'll get to that when that happens.
Okay. We'll build up. Have you run this past the boss, Julesy? Because you are taking up quite a bit of balcony.
Pretty much the whole balcony.
No, I know, but I did say, you know, it was more for, like, you know, zen, you know, for us to go out there. It's going to really boost everyone's mental health. Everyone can go out there and enjoy the garden. They can take what they like. It'll be beautiful.
Can I request some coriander, please? Because coriander's expensive these days. Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. All right, I'm on board now.
I'll get the soap.
Boo.
All right, Julesy. Well, all the best for your farming adventure. Can't wait to see you in your little flannel and your straw hat pulling out some carrots.
girlfriend. I've even got all the watering cans being ordered already.
It's Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFS.
All we know about what's coming up in this show, I don't actually know what you're about to say, is some sort of award has been given to a suburb on the sunny coast.
Correct.
Because they've done a lot of something.
Well, I don't even know. It's not even an award. It's just a study's been done.
Okay. Is it a good thing?
Probably not.
Oh, no, it's Nambour, isn't it? What's Nambour done
no,
now?
No, we love Nambour.
Oh, do we?
It is.
Yeah, I do. Actually, I live there. So.
What are you talking about? The most mispronounced beaches
In the world?
In the world has been won by a Sunshine Coast beach.
Okay, hang on.
I know. And now, Tazla, you're a Sunshine Coast local. You've been here forever. Taz. You went to school here.
Come on, Taz. Sunny Coast, what do we think? Take calls on it? Have we got time?
We don't have a lot of time.
Okay. Is Perigean up there?
Oh, well, that was...
That's a hard one to say.
That didn't last very long, did
it? Is it?
It is.
Hey!
Perigean Beach.
Perigean.
Is the most mispronounced beach in the entire world.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
Right. Yeah, right.
Well, do you know what concerns me? Is also on this list, Australia also made it on the list of most pronounced nature spots in the world, with the Great Barrier Reef coming in at number 7. How are you mispronouncing the Great Barrier Reef?
Great Barrier Reef.
Great Barrier?
It's just Guns N' Roses. That's the Great Barrier Reef.
Great Barrier, maybe.
Write that down if we ever need to do a music-based competition.
Yeah.
Great Barrier Reef is a great one.
Okay, done. I'll get my guitar ready.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
G'day, Sunny Coast. Hey, so I drive a Ford Focus. Little white thing. Very inconspicuous, right? However, you know the cover that goes over your boot sometimes?
The bit that goes up and down?
Yeah, it gets lifted up with the door.
It does if yours works. Mine doesn't work properly.
Often a lot of people will have like a hat there or a teddy bear or something, right? Okay. To me, I realised I have been a flight risk for this building since I think about July.
Okay.
Because guess what I had on the back just for everybody to see? Anybody that could walk past my car could have taken a picture of this or even worse, smashed the window and grabbed it. It was... The full one, Under the Pump, Questions and Answers.
Oh,
every single
Tazza.
Letter, every single question set was just there for the world to see for months. Could you imagine?
Taz.
Could you imagine if I'd lost this? I didn't even realize it was there until yesterday. Celeste, my fiance, pointed it out.
Yeah.
If somebody had broken into my car, I would have gone, have they taken anything? Nah, they haven't. All my stuff's there. I wouldn't have realized this is gone. Then we would have had a mastermind running around the sunny coast with answers to everything.
Taz.
Everything.
This is very concerning behaviour. Okay? We get told explicitly, come Under the Pump Diamond Edition time, do not let those question sets out of your sight.
Yeah, well.
And here you are, bloody flaunting them across the sunny coast.
I know.
Well, look,
sorry,
it's not a good look for you. Like I've said, you are in your second day on the job.
Don't hit me.
Whoa!
Don't hit me.
Calm down. I may be an enforcer of the law, but I'm not a violent enforcer.
You do love
of
your
the
rules.
Law. I love my rules.
I've heard the stories.
We gave away like $20,000 during Out of the Pump Diamond Edition.
Imagine if they.
Chances are.
Taking a picture.
Exactly. They've all been looking at your Ford Focus. Yeah, rip them up, bro.
I'm ripping them up now. CFM spills a boat regatta. Just build a boat. Build a boat. To win a boat.
Build a boat. You'll be sweet just as long as you can float. Yeah, it's the homemade boat race that could win you a brand new Stacer and Mercury boating package from North Coast Boating. This is a free tinny, right?
Yes.
And it's a decent tinny.
Oh, yeah, it's massive. There will be videos up on our socials for it as well at 919CFM. Thanks to IFYS also for making this happen. The Builder Boat wouldn't happen this year without your help. Make a difference in a child's life. Fostercare.com.au. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely.
I have some progress on my boat.
Mm-hmm.
2 days in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to try and scare you a little bit because I want my boat to beat yours.
Bring it, bro. Because last year my Bamboo came last, but it was a beautiful, buoyant thing.
So this year last year I was with Jules and we did an inflatable mattress and we tried to do it on the cheap and we suffered the consequences because of it. This time around, I've gone big.
Okay.
Thank you, Darren from Facebook Marketplace. I have just bought four. How big is a 200-litre drum? It's pretty big, isn't it?
Okay, well, I base it on the 600 mil Coke Zeros I drink. That's a lot of them.
Imagine 40 or 50 of those. All right, well, it's I'm going to buy four of those 200-litre drums from him. I'm going to pick it up this weekend. Strap them together. I think the boats last year that had a point at the front.
Yeah, to cut through the water.
Instead of a flat front. The flat-fronted rafts really struggled in terms of speed. So we're going to hopefully put some sort of cone on the front so that it can cut through the water. And one big thing that I do want my boat to have, and I'm going to challenge you to put on your boat as well, is a mast and a sail.
Yeah, I do. I am a sailor.
Are you?
I was a sailor as a child. I went to States for sailing in Western Australia.
No, you didn't.
I did indeed.
And you made the bamboo.
And I made the bamboo.
Yeah.
Because the problem with sails for the build-a-boat regatta, they're a bit risky because you don't know what direction the wind's going to be going in on the day.
Who cares? No,
so you're hoping for a downwind.
Yep.
But you don't know.
No, well, I have to have a sail regardless because I've already bought pirate outfits for me and my mate Reed.
Okay.
So we're a team of two.
Yep.
You can have a team of five. You can register on our website right now, but me, a team of two.
Yep.
And I think I'm going to name the team Pirate Radio.
Okay.
A little bit like the term pirate radio.
Yeah.
But what I'll do is I'll actually have a smart speaker somewhere on the boat blasting CFM.
Jeez.
So it's radio.
Is that not going to weigh you down, though?
Well, smart. If the smart speaker's the difference, then I deserve to lose. Okay.
Fair enough. All right. Well, Tazla has got his boat sorted. I'm in the process of getting mine, too. I've got one word to say to you. Tiny little boys. Whoa.
Why? Hey, put that on Feck Up Fridays, okay? It's already Tuesday. Did you?
I mean, like buoy, like B U O Y.
Excuse me.
Floating boys.
Yeah, right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a bunch of them together.
Yeah, you tie some tiny little boys together and see how fast you are in the water.
Hey,
is that your team name?
Maybe. Get thinking, Sunny Coast, about what you're going to build your boat with, because this is, I can't stress enough, it is such a fun day. Down in Caloundra, October 21st, it's happening.
Are you going to go with the water drums? Are you going to go with some sort of bamboo raft? Or are you going to go with the tiny little boys?
I'll reveal more on tomorrow's show, but at this stage, tiny
little
boys,
do.
They're in the front seat, which is bad for little kids. Register now, 919cfm.com.au. Remember, there are also cash prizes for second, third and most creative on the day. We're talking hundreds of dollars. So if you need a bit of extra cash in your pocket, this is the way to get it. And once again, big thanks to IFYS and North Coast Boating for jumping on board. No pun intended with this one.
On 91.9 CFM, this is your new way to drive home with Ellie and Taz.